Being the end of December, we are just about to move into a new year in a couple of days. I wanted to touch on the topic of resolutions. We often make them at this time of the year, whether it be to lose some weight or eat more vegetables, spend more time reading, or whatever we would like to improve on. Not that resolutions are a bad thing, because they are essentially just a formal decision to make to take future action, but we often fail at them because, well, we try to go at them, most of them, on our own strength. And I know for myself, reading's not a bad thing, but it takes up time when I either playing or watching hockey. Or as far as the vegetables, well, meatballs taste way better as far as I'm concerned. And, well, whatever, a few pounds here or there, who's to say how many you're supposed to lose? And judging by the amount of exercise equipment that comes up for sale on Kijiji each year by spring, I'm not the only one who fails on a lot of these different things. So what does God have to say about this subject? Well, God wants us to be resolute or faithful. He is. What he says, he will do, no matter what. And if we choose to be resolute in his word and on the path he has for us, that's what he wants us to do. But how do we get success, at least, you know, more than the vegetable thing? So in Psalms 121, the psalmist tells us where our help comes from. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Well, so there he tells us. God watches over us no matter what we're doing or what we think we want to do. But if we choose to go down the path that God has chosen for us, he will be our help. He is our guide, and he will always be there. Sometimes the journey or the race will seem long, difficult, or even impossible. But God gives us the map and the tools of endurance and perseverance to succeed to the end of our life into eternity with him. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3, we're told, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down on the right hand of God, right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Well, God did all this for us, and he tells us later on in the next verse, we'll struggle against sin, but he says here in verse 4, in your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding your blood. So he went that far to shed his blood and give his life. It was something he could have called 10,000 angels to not do, but he chose to do that. And we don't even have to go that far. All we have to do is accept him, and he will be with us through whatever comes our way. So regardless of what the world does, politically, environmentally, or financially, if we stay resolute in the Word of God and stay on the path Christ has set before us, we will succeed in reaching our heavenly home, which is prepared for us.